TikTok. Have you ever had someone taking over your social media accounts, hijacking them, and then making fake posts and sending messages to your contacts, sometimes and quite often asking for money? Well, a few weeks ago, we had celebrity chef on, Peter Goffwood, about his accounts being hacked and how the hackers then went and made posts about him opening a new restaurant, driving a fancy car, even sending messages to contacts asking if they are keen to get his latest branded clothing. He said he's trying to flag this with Facebook's parent company, Meta, because it's just not his Facebook, it's also his Instagram. And they told him they did not see anything suspicious about the login, so they didn't do anything. So how does one go about reclaiming a hacked account? They're very, very important these days. Social media accounts are extensions of our businesses. They're extensions of ourselves. Many people do business and use it as incomes. Our social media accounts. Every Tuesday, we ask what the hack with Nazreen Ibrahim, CEO of Naz Consulting International. Oh, it's not just a Facebook account where you post memes and inspirational quotes. Social media accounts, whether it be your Facebook, your Instagram, are actually in fact, and people think these sites are actually just for posting pictures and saying where you had coffee. These are actually commerce sites that are disguised as supposed to be connecting friends websites. Are they not, Nazreen?
Connecting friends websites. Good morning, Lester. Good morning to everyone listening and to the team in the studio. Yes, they're not just simply for connecting friends and family. They're for connecting everyone for a multitude of purposes. Whether you're selling something, you want to make a statement, you want to showcase your latest piece of work, you want to talk about ChatGPT, as every single person is doing on social media, every platform these days. But you're absolutely correct. It has multitude of purposes. What you do with them, how you protect yourself, and how other people think that they can use it is, I suppose, what we are talking about this morning, because the poor chef, I mean, I'm not sure what troubleshooting steps he has taken, and it's a pity that Meta hasn't been able to sort him out yet. But it would be interesting to know the troubleshooting steps that he took in order to reclaim that account, report it. But this is very much the day and age that we live in, considering that Twitter Blue and Meta's new verification system throw us to the wolves, so to speak, because of the gray areas that come with, you know, the constant damnation that we face with people wanting, who have malicious intent, wanting to duplicate identities, just take over the account, hijack them, and then send out nefarious messages. If I look at this, these latest stats that came out just a few months ago from the Identity Theft Resource Center, they're a non-profit that helps educate consumers about these matters. They say that the number of social media accounts takeover reports spiked by 288%. And just to end off quickly on this point, we have to know also that services like ChatGPT, that now are large language model enabled chat mechanisms that have taken the world by storm, add another layer of cybersecurity concern, where writing copy or being able to devise very easily a bit of social engineering and phishing campaigns or copies or profiling is so much easier. So these are the things we have to take in mind, but continue to speak about.
Because the language models read quite realistically, not some clear 419 scam. Good day, sir, madam. I are a businessman from whatever country. So those are what we usually see in 419 scams. But these emails becoming quite realistic. But it's everything from your social media, but also to your Google. Your Google Pay also connected to your Google account. So having that being hijacked could actually have very big financial implications. But firstly, how do hijackers get into your account? Is it simply with a normal phishing exercise? Oh, please click this link. Something surprising will happen.
You know, there's multiple ways of being able to access someone's account. In reading the number of articles available around how to protect oneself, and Alyssa, I think we've spoken about this at length before on numerous interviews, but there is no... we can never speak about it enough, is what I'm going to say, is that the ability for individuals to keep themselves safe in this digital world is paramount. Day on day, we have to remember to remain vigilant. If anyone hasn't watched the Harry Potter series and are not familiar with the character Mad-Eye Moody, his famous words were, be vigilant always. And this is holds true for the real world. There are a number of ways you can be hacked. It's simple techniques. And one of them you've talked about is social engineering or phishing, where hackers or scammers speak or talk in a certain way and reach out to you via SMS or email, sometimes playing on emotional manipulation and blackmail from the way it's spoken about, whether they're appealing for funds, if they've hacked someone else's account and reaching out to you, therefore spreading this malware or disease across your devices. When you simply click on a link in an email, an SMS, a message on any of the different social media platforms. And as much as the social media platforms have guardrails in place in order for you to authorize or verify identities, there are ways to get around it. So it leaves people open to the opportunity to be hacked, unfortunately. Well, the second way to do that is, and we've said this before, performing sensitive activities or transactions on a public Wi-Fi or network is, of course, a death knell in many regards, especially if you're giving that network access to apps and sensitive portals that you're using on any particular device that requires you to do multiple authentication. And so we most of us know about the two-factor authentication. What does it mean? It means that I'll try to log in to my Facebook account, but if I've got, or any other account that I have, but if I've got the right protocol set up, then I either have to scan my fingerprint on my phone, I have to authorize it via a one-time PIN sent to me and put into the actual request for password reset, et cetera, et cetera. So thinking about the daily user behavior of people, you have to understand that whatever you do that may potentially expose you, whether in a physical environment or in a digital environment, through your actions, knowing or unknowingly, we have to be very aware of what we do, where we sit, what kind of information we're putting in, whether we're reusing the same passwords, whether we've shared too much of information online. And a scammer can really put together a profile of who we are and be able to catch us or hook us that way.
Nazreen, very quickly, a step-by-step formulation on how to get your account back.
It's very much depending on the site. I mean, if you go as an example to Instagram, who are asking you, if you think your Instagram account has been hacked, what do you do? Check your email account for a message from Instagram. Request a login from Instagram. Request a security code or support from Instagram. And they detail this both for Android and iPhone. Verify your identity. If you're still able to log into your Instagram account, what to do. But you know what's the sad part about this is, typically, you've signed up to these accounts with an email and with a phone number. If you can't reach those two, you can't remember them, then chances are it's going to be very difficult to get that back. And you've got to troubleshoot in a number of ways. I mean, quickly, I'm going to say to you, Lester, even organizations and companies don't realize that they don't have as part of their security layer a dark web scan. Mm. And I mean, this can apply to individuals or companies. As an example, a company like the Nika Technology Group could do a dark web scan for companies. And I have seen for myself reports recently that they have ran in the last 2 days of massive entities in this country that have very big exposures to the dark web. Mm. So we're talking about the fact that if organizations can have this kind of weakness in their security layer, then individuals have to work that much harder.
Nazreen Ibrahim, CEO of NAS Consulting International. What's been your experience with a hacked account? Did you get it back? 021-446-0567.